Welcome back to Eat the Press.
Yeah, we are recording this on November 4th. So you know what that means? It's the day after Election Day, and we knew about as much as we knew yesterday.
Yeah, I went to bed at 10:45 because I was like, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. Nothing is going to change.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to stay up late stressing myself out about an election that could not possibly have been settled last night.
Right. Plus, I was watching CNN some last night, and man, they've got like murder music playing in the background, which is just like shoots your anxiety levels way up.
So what was the name of that guy doing the ESPN? It might as well have been ESPN
John
because they
King.
Were treating it like sports.
John King, he is amazing. He knows so much shit about so many counties. It's crazy.
He literally did not take a pause. It was like listening to a fucking cattle auction. Can I get a Maricopa County? Can I get a Cal County? Like,
it's
not meaningful.
Well, I would say that there were some meaningful things that he pointed out that I thought were interesting. I mean, the man doesn't take a breath and he just keeps going and going. But showing how in some places Biden did better than Clinton did, and how those little discrepancies, or not discrepancies, but differences, could tip the election to Biden.
So as I'm sure you know, most of the swing states, the actual true swing states that were in play, are still undecided.
Right.
Michigan is undecided, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, but surprisingly so are Georgia and North Carolina.
Right. And as it was predicted, so it's not surprising. Still shocking, though. Trump came out late last night, early in the morning, and said, "We won! Stop counting!" Which is insanity. I mean, we knew he was going to do this. He's been saying this the entire time. But I'm not sure if Pennsylvania was like this, but I know Virginia, where I live, that they could not start opening ballots, I think, until the polls closed or till Election Day. I'm not sure exactly which. So there was a huge amount of mail-in ballots that couldn't even be counted yet.
Yeah, Pennsylvania allowed mail-in ballots to start being counted on Election Day. And currently, Trump enjoys about a 700,000 vote lead.
Which is a lot, but...
And that amounts to about 15%. So the Republicans are saying, it's not close. Why aren't you calling it? It's 15 points. But Pennsylvania actually started counting the mail-in ballots after they started counting the Election Day ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And registered Democrats requested 1.2 million more absentee ballots than registered Republicans in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
There you go.
And the return rate of ballots requested by registered Democrats is 84% compared to 74% by registered Republicans. Now, granted, some of these registered Democrats are going to vote for Trump, and probably some of these registered Republicans have voted for Biden, so that'll probably even out. But the lead in ballots is substantial, and that is why Pennsylvania is too close to call.
Right.
Pennsylvania also is allowed to count ballots received as late as this Friday, provided they were postmarked by yesterday.
Right. I know when I was watching CNN that they said, and this has been proven to be true, that Democrats are more likely to have done mail-in ballots while Republicans showed up at the polls on Election Day. So what that tells you is once these mail-in ballots are counted, it's going to be shifting things most likely to the Democrats.
And it's going to be close. It's going to be a razor slim margin, regardless of how this goes. Right now, Wisconsin is leaning towards Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming Wisconsin goes Biden, and Arizona, which is the one state that has seemingly flipped.
Yeah, he flipped. Biden won that one. So I was looking at Politico. I don't know if you checked out that link I sent you, but they have a really cool thing where you can, these Georgia, Maine 2nd District. What is that?
Maine is allowed to split its electoral votes. It's not a winner-take-all state.
Ah, okay. So Maine 2nd District, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. You can play around by pushing these, like, buttons to see, you know, who's going to win. So if you – basically, if you give – well, if you give Georgia to Trump, do we think Trump's going to take Georgia?
I think Trump is going to take Georgia, but Georgia is still in play. So,
so let's say he takes Georgia. What about Maine 2nd District? Is that pretty blue or no? I don't know anything about that.
I have not done the granular work on that. I think there are five states remaining where if Biden takes any one of them, he wins the election, and they are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina. Actually, I think it's just those four.
What about Wisconsin?
This is with the assumption that Biden has won Wisconsin.
Right. Okay, so do you think he's going to take Pennsylvania?
I think it'll be the slimmest of margins. If we count the votes, I think there is a chance of him taking Pennsylvania. Now, I saw people making fun, a couple of journalists mocking people on the ground in Pennsylvania, saying that this is way closer than the polls because Biden was showing a 13-point lead in Pennsylvania. And it's a truism that I repeat often: white people lie.
I mean, everybody lies, but yes.
Specifically to pollsters.
I wonder, though, is that true? I don't think Trump voters are shy. I think they say they tell pollsters. I think maybe they're ashamed sometimes, some of them, of their vote, but I don't know.
It's looking like, win or lose, that Trump will get more voters after 4 years of mismanaging the presidency than he did before.
Isn't that insane to you that people go, yes, more of this. We like this. We like this pandemic. We like this economic collapse. We love the racism.
It really is all about the racism. I think there were some undecided people in 2016 that thought Trump was just talking about the racism and wasn't going to walk it. But now that they've seen him in action, they're like, yeah, I'm going to come out and vote for that.
Yeah.
He means what he says.
He does. It's you know, a little bit scary that he thinks he can go to the Supreme Court and stop these counts. We'll see what happens. But it was funny. There was a chyron, I think, from CNN that was like, Trump says he's going to the Supreme Court, semicolon, unclear why. What? It's like, what exactly? He's really just going to stop votes being counted.
Yeah, that is a goal, and he's telegraphed that for months.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Republicans' policies are not popular. They're not. Study after study shows that more people support doing something about the climate. More people support having universal health care. And Republican policies are not popular, and so they have to lie and cheat and steal and vote suppress to win. Because they don't win on their policies.
You know what's incredible? This story broke last night or yesterday afternoon. But a federal judge ordered the post office to do a sweep for 300,000 missing ballots. Like, an actual court order. And the post office is like, nah.
Yeah, DeJoy turned down the order. How the fuck do you get to turn down an order from a federal judge?
I am not a lawyer, but I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. You can't just be like, I would prefer not to.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that this can stand. I have to say, I am surprised. There were, I think it was at Harris County, the Republicans in Texas were trying to throw out all of the drive-through votes. And not only did the Supreme Court of Texas, but also a federal court, which was... a judge who had been appointed by Bush, they all said no. I was surprised by that. I was like, oh, they're gonna let them just throw out these votes.
The funny thing is about that is Harris County is the county that houses Houston. So it's one of the largest and most diverse counties in the country. Republicans actually added their own amendments to the drive-up balloting process. Like, it was Republicans who said there have to be fans at every parking lot to dispel exhaust fumes. Like, they were in on this.
Yeah,
They
this has been going,
purposely did this.
it's going since July. And that's, I think, one of the reasons the judge said is like, why is this coming to me now? You don't have standing.
Well, it's Republicans agreed to this to get people to cast their votes so they could have those votes thrown out. If they fought this at the beginning and there was no drive-out balloting, then you can't throw out those ballots because those people would have voted by other means.
Right. So what do you think? Would Bernie have done better or worse than Biden?
I think that this election really, only one name on the ballot mattered in this election, and that's Donald J. Trump. I don't think that Bernie is definitely a better candidate in terms of policy, but this campaign was not about policy.
Yeah, the Republicans didn't even put out a policy platform for their convention. They just said, whatever Trump says, we're behind that.
I watched two debates, and there was no policy portion on either of the debates.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been any different with Bernard Sanders.
Right. I also
Well,
think the media would have destroyed him as a socialist. They would have fear-mongered. There's no way the corporate media would have given him a fair coverage. They didn't already. It's already been shown they didn't in the
right. And
primaries.
I'm not sure how much Florida was ever in play, but the specter of socialism probably cost the Democrats Florida. And it's not just the Miami Cubans, although that's a big part of it. It's Florida has a very large Venezuelan population now as well, and they are sensitive to communism and socialism because they are the people who were in power and have been ex well, they're now in exile.
Right, because their stuff got taken from them.
Right. So, I mean, yes, I would love to have seen Bernie Sanders as the nominee, but I don't think it matters. There is pre-pandemic, yes, maybe policy was an issue, but after watching Trump mismanage and
Miss
bungle,
Mandel. That's
yeah,
mismanage and handle. Miss
mishandle,
Mandel.
yeah. Yeah, after he mismanaged the shit out of the COVID epidemic and did nothing to provide aid and support for the people, that should have told you that policy did not matter at
Right,
all.
right.
This
It's.
is about people who believed in the existential risk of their party and their way of life, and they're voting based on that and nothing else.
Yes, there's. I think it's true that you look at Trump voters, and a lot of them, you can say, his Trump's policies hurt you. He's not helping you. But for them, I think they go, yeah, but he's hurting the people we hate more, so it's fine.
And that's actually, that's central to fascism. You can't have fascism if people aren't willing to suffer in order to make others suffer more.
I just. Even if Biden wins, which I'm leaning towards he will, I think he's definitely going to win the popular vote, but I'm leaning towards he's going to win the Electoral College and it probably will be close. I don't see myself being able to reconcile anybody who voted for Trump at, with them. I don't, you voted for a white supremacist. That's the bottom line for me.
I mean, no one's talking about this, and it's a little bit early, but there is some weird election returns, things that don't seem to fit any logical narratives.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like there's a county, a border county in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, Zapata County. It is mostly Latino. I want to say it's about 85% Latino, which doesn't mean anything, and we'll touch on that a little
Okay,
bit later.
yes. Which we already have in past shows, but yes.
Yeah. But currently, Zapata County is fighting the federal government about the construction of the wall.
Right, they don't want
Look,
it.
they don't want it. This county went to Obama by 43 points.
Wow.
It went to Hillary Clinton in 2016 by 33 points.
And what's it now?
Trump has won it by 6 points.
What?
That does not make any sense. I don't understand how that needle could have moved that much.
And when we say Latino, are we referring mostly to Mexican Americans?
I mean, it's a Mexican border town, so
Right,
yes.
right. Which, that doesn't make sense. That's very weird.
Yeah, we're talking a 39-point swing in a county that's fighting the wall construction.
It's fighting Trump.
Yeah.
That's. I wonder if that'll get any focus from the media. I feel like
Granted.
the media, they just are fucking it up. I mean, I will say that there are places where I've seen where people are like, the media, they're like, he can't say he's won. It's just not true. But watching CNN last night, the like drama and tension they're building, it's too much.
They have to keep eyes on the screen. Cable news is bad.
It's bad. It is bad. I just turned it off at some point. I was like, I can't watch this. This is what is this is pointless. Let's talk a little bit about the Senate. Right now, what we have is 47 Dems, 47 Republicans. Senate control is still a toss-up.
So yeah, I mean, a couple of the seats that we thought would flip. Doug Jones is gone, and we sort of knew that Tommy Tuberville was going to win in Alabama, but
Martha
it
McSally
looks like
lost.
McSally, yeah.
She lost. Were both the Senate seats up for election in that state or no?
No, cinema's not for up for election.
Okay. Also, Cory Gardner lost in Colorado, correct? Isn't that what it's been
Yeah,
called?
and I think we knew that. I mean, typically, if you could win the governor seat in a state, you can win the Senate seat in that state.
Right. I have not heard anything about Susan Collins, have you? I've not seen anything about it.
No, I haven't either.
And I feel like she was not doing well in that state. Like, people were against her.
But I mean, Lindsey Graham also was not doing
I
well,
know,
and
and
he
he
won
won
his
by
seat.
a lot. Yeah, how does that happen? Black people don't, they don't want to vote for a black person.
White people lie in the polls. They were never as close as we thought they were.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said before, I think we've mentioned this. I don't know anyone who admits to voting for Giuliani.
Right, but he won.
Over and over again.
Yeah. That says a lot about you, I think, if you can't say who you voted for 'cause you're ashamed of it.
Now, a lot is being made about the demographic shift of the voting. It looks like Trump, according to exit polls, is up with every demographic
What?
except white men.
What?
Yes, Trump looks to have gone down about 4 points with white men, went up 2 points with white women, went up 4 points with black men and black women.
How?
And I think went up about 4 points with Latino men and women as well.
Are these people just, I think it they just like cruelty? Is that what it is? That's they're voting for cruelty.
I truly don't understand. I mean, like a lot has been made about Trump's popularity growing with black men. And a lot of that has to do with stupid rapper endorsements. But truthfully, a lot of that has to do with Trump's support of the First Step Act and the constant pounding of the 94 crime bill. But the same increase in Trump's popularity transferred to black women, and there's no explanation for that.
That's, I mean, I'm baffled. I don't know what to say. I mean, I can understand when white people vote for that, for white supremacy and cruelty and fascism. I don't understand it when you're not white and you do that and you vote for him. I really have a hard time with it. I mean, listen, I have an uncle who's Middle Eastern. He's from Egypt. He voted for Trump. Like, I go, you realize if he could, he would deport your ass.
And, like, so there's been a lot of talk about the Latino vote. And the thing about the Latino vote is it's not a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not to say that Latinos or Latinx people do not vote, because they do. It's that it's not a meaningful demographic grouping.
Right. Categorizing a bunch of different cultures as Latino.
Yeah. Not only are there many different cultures, but there are different races within those cultures.
Right.
And in a lot of Latin American countries, race is a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't expect those people to assume a single racial or ethnic identity.
Right.
In the United States. So it's like categorizing Latinos as a voting bloc is same as categorizing people with brown eyes
mm-hmm.
as a voting bloc. It just is not. Yes, there are commonalities. You can connect them into one demographic, but it's not meaningful.
Right. Yeah.
And that's how you end up with, 36% of Latino people voting for Trump.
Crazy. It's crazy. I can't believe. I mean, I can, but it's just, I can't believe people look at the last 4 years and say they want more of this. I do have to say, I think Biden's going to win. I really still think that. I think these mail-in votes that haven't been counted yet are going to shift things. And it feels like there's a lot of the same energy that was in 2018, where people were like, oh, it's not a landslide. It's not a blue wave, like they said. And then days later, a week later, they're like, oh, wait, no, Democrats actually did really, really well.
I think it's a coin toss. I'm not going to say that I think Biden will win. I think Biden absolutely can win. And I think there will be protracted court cases.
Yes.
About counting and or dismissing the votes. I just want to wait and see. I think it's a little bit early for a postmortem. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of incensed that there's a lot of Bernie would have won happening.
I wanted Bernie to be the candidate. I don't think he would have done as well as Biden.
Yeah, I tend to fall along the sides of, if you could have invented the Facebook, you would have invented the Facebook.
Right.
And like Bernie Sanders just did not mobilize voters.
In the primaries, he didn't.
And like there are a lot of people saying that Joe Biden did not campaign strongly enough for the Latino vote, which maybe he didn't, but as I said before, that's not a thing.
Right. Also, I'm curious to see how many, like, centrist Republicans Biden actually pulled in. Like, is that really actually a thing?
I think that might actually be the difference in the white male vote.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that might really be a thing.
White women... fucking shit up.
Stay fucking up.
They just stay. They stay. Y'all thought we couldn't fuck it up more? We can.
Oh, wait. So you admit you're white?
No, that's me doing a white character. What?
That was me doing a white character, too, Regina George.
Funny. Yeah. What were you going to say when I interrupted you? Doing my white character voice, my white woman voice.
I don't know. It's evergreen. White people are fucking up. But so I volunteered at the polls yesterday.
Yes.
I worked as a poll guardian, was to make sure no one was being disenfranchised, no voters were being intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And not predominantly, but probably exclusively black district.
Mm-hmm.
In Western Pennsylvania, and turnout was incredibly low. And I really think that's because Democrats voted early.
Mm-hmm.
They voted early. So that's why it's way too early to call this.
Yeah. I agree. I as you know, I had a mail-in ballot that I dropped off at a ballot box, and I've been trying to track it, and because I didn't actually mail it back, it still says on the tracker that it's been mailed to me. And I'm just like, where,
What?
why? I dropped it in the ballot, like the ballot box. So it didn't get scanned by USPS. That's part of the reason, I think, is because it didn't get scanned by them, but I'm still like, where's my ballot?
I received confirmation receipt of my ballot on October 5th.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think that's not a thing here, I don't think.
So, like, sit tight. Don't jump to any conclusions. And let's not try to litigate this like it's 2016.
Right.
It literally is not over. I do not believe that any candidate would have done better than Joe Biden, who may very well win.
Right. I agree. I just don't. Definitely Warren would not have, and it sucks to say that, but man, I just don't think he would have. I gotta tell you a very funny story though. I have a friend who's lives in Long Island, and he actually got his mom to vote for Joe Biden, and she was her whole reasoning was all she was scared of Kamala Harris. She's like, she didn't want her to be president. I know, and I'm like, wow, he just found out his mom's an old racist white lady, but he did get her to change his vote, her vote to vote for Biden. So I was like, wow, I'm impressed that you did that.
What is frightening about Kamala Harris? Unless you think she's going to throw you in
I
jail,
mean,
which is a very real concern.
it's just like, there's your racism right there. I was like, he just found out his mom's an old racist white lady. 'Cause she didn't have any, he didn't, she didn't have any solid reasons not to vote for Joe Biden. Just, she didn't want Kamala to rule them. Rule them
Do
all.
we think she made an impact on this campaign? Because that's something people really aren't talking about right now. Like, did she really scare people?
I don't know. I think
I will
if
say,
you're a racist person, probably.
she definitely did not help with black men. But as much as we like to talk about the black male vote leaning Trump, black males make up 5% of the electorate. 5% of the electorate. So if, 4% of black men go in another direction, that's an infinitesimal amount. And if you consider that the black population is largely clustered in the South, a lot of black male vote lives in states that weren't going to go blue anyway. But when you got a chance to point a finger at anyone but white people, you got to take the chance.
I mean, but why would you? Why would you do that? Well, I mean, here we are. We're at the end of our show, and we don't know anything new.
And I would say, don't stress out about this. Don't watch the coverage minute by
Yeah,
minute.
I agree. It's all it does is induce anxiety. Don't do that. I mean,
Yeah, it's
it's gonna
not
be
fantasy
days.
football. You don't need constant
Yeah, it's
updates.
gonna be days before I mean, millions of ballots have to be counted. I mean, granted, I think, they're gonna try to throw those ballots out, but I don't know what's gonna happen with that. That's what's worrying.
So, do we have an asshole of the week?
Madison Cawthorn.
Everyone who voted for Madison Cawthorn is the asshole of the week.
This guy won. We talked about him before. This guy won, and he just said, cry more, libs. That was his tweet when he found out he won.
This kid had an item up on his campaign website accusing a journalist of quitting his job in academia to go work for non-whites like Cory Booker.
I mean, I'm
Like
shaking my head.
blatant Nazi
Like
shit.
real Nazi shit. This is what you support. You don't get to just support your tax cuts.
So like that guy won in, oh God, I've forgotten which state now. I want to say it was the North Dakota
Oh, the
State
dead guy.
Senate. A dead
A
guy
dead
won.
guy won.
Which goes to show it doesn't matter the Democrats run less than ideal candidates. People are going to vote for whatever shitty Republican is on there.
A dead guy won, and he died. Madison Cawthorn. He died of COVID, and he still won. That's insane. That's insane. I mean, I guess that means that the governor gets to appoint a Republican to that seat. That's why they vote for that. Yeah. The dead guy.
So, congratulations to Madison Cawthorn on your second job. His only other job to this point was at Chick-fil-A.
Was it really? I thought you were joking when you told me that.
No, he literally has only worked at Chick-fil-A.
Ah, the mediocrity.
One semester of Bible college.
Wow. And this guy is a senator? No, not a senator. No, just a
He's a U.S. congressman. Okay. He's in the House. Ugh. He occupies the same office that AOC does.
Blah. I just want to throw up. Blah.
So yeah, anyone who voted for Madison Cawthorn, you're the asshole of the week.
Yes.
The month.
Same with the dead guy. If you voted for the dead guy who died of COVID, wow, the cognitive dissonance. Crazy.
Well, as always, guys, our theme music, Too Cool, is composed by Kevin MacLeod, licensed through Creative Commons.
That's correct.
Follow us on the things.
Yep.
Don't stress out about this. You can't control it.
It's out of...
We'll wait for the results.
It's out of your control. Don't stress. Till next... Oh, I'm guessing we're going to maybe do a special episode if we get a winner, correct?
Oh, yeah. Before next week. I don't foresee us having a winner before next week, but we're here for you. Whatever the streets need, the streets will get.
Yes. Just add us. All right. Until next time.
Until next time.